another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.
And a very, well, we can't say a warm welcome. It is freezing here in Johannesburg. Is your weather any better in Antibes, Jenny Baxter?
It is. It is definitely not freezing. I'm not sure of the temperature today, but yesterday it was 30, and there was a hot berg wind, except it's not called a berg wind here, but in Durban it is. So I don't know what it is here, but it was really, really hot. So it's been quite different for everybody who's come for the Cannes Film Festival, because usually they come in May, which is when it's a Mistral and it's windy and rainy, you know, and now everybody's just stinking hot and standing in the sun waiting to go to movies.
Well, I've been living vicariously through all of the cyclists on the Tour de France, of course, as usual, loving every second of that and sitting there and thinking, oh, I remember what it's like to be warm. but I mean, I know I've shared a couple of pictures with you on Facebook of pictures coming out of the Western Cape and various places where the snowy wonderland looks like being in the Alps and all of that kind of thing. It's amazing. I mean, we always kind of forget that snow happens.
I know. And this cold front is apparently a really severe one. I think it's your coldest winter snap so far, they said.
And no, it's frightening. It's like really huge. It looks like an avalanche coming towards, you know, the Western Cape.
Yeah, this polar blitz, subpolar blitz. Did you see the photo that we shared of the family down in the snow?
Wearing their costumes, their South African flag costumes.
Yes.
Yeah, as we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, you know, there's nothing you can do with South Africans when they get into snow, boy. Give them a cozy, a speeder, and they're as happy as punch.
It's crazy.
Look, we need some good news and some good stories specifically with what's going on. My way here this morning, I was sitting there thinking, you know what, South Africans go into this weird lockdown mode. We have siege mentality because on the way, I think every single petrol station was full of people trying to get petrol, that people have been going out and bulk buying, once again, toilet paper and stocking up. And I'm sitting and thinking, you are a bunch of idiots, okay? What about all the other people? You do not need that much. It is not going to be that we end up like in Zimbabwe where we have nothing. Just behave like rational human beings. That's all I'm thinking. But then you get messages from where your mother is, and they can't even get to a supermarket down on the south coast to go and get bread. I mean, they have people running mercy missions trying to get food for them.
Yeah, bread and milk.
It has gone a bit crazy. Yeah. It's absolutely, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
I do think, however, the fact that these shots have been, it's not just shots across the bow anymore. It's now a case there will be accountability. And I think that all of these people who are doing this stuff should take note of this, that they cannot get away with doing stuff with impunity. There are going to be consequences. And I think it's about time that they all just actually sat down and behaved like grown-ups. So, I'm really cross about this.
What I do love
is the fact that so many communities have turned around and said, well, the police and the army aren't helping us, the government aren't helping us, so we will help ourselves. And especially in Diepsloot, where yesterday and last night, a whole bunch of the people who live in Diepsloot saw who had stolen stuff. They went and they got all of the stuff from the people who had nicked it and took it to the police station to give it back to the shops.
So isn't that fantastic?
Good to all of those wonderful people out there, and it's 90% of the population who are actually fantastic people who are doing these things, who are like, actually, we've had enough. The rest of you, 10%, you know what? You can go the way of Zuma.
It's been wonderful in Limpopo as well, how they've really shared things saying, we won't stand for looting, and the people themselves are standing outside the malls, not allowing any looters in.
Yeah.
I think the most beautiful thing as well has been all these Facebook groups, volunteer groups that have shot up to do like the mercy missions that you spoke about.
Yeah.
I saw somebody today just saying, you know, I grow cabbages. Who needs a cabbage? There's a volunteer group called Rebuild SA, and we've written about them on SA People, and they are just, the stories there are just wonderful. They'll just refill your heart on people who are just, you know, in Soweto, in Durban, cleaning up businesses, taking food, taking sandwiches.
This is the thing. I mean, we need to come together as a people instead of the polarization. The hell with those people who just think that, and you can see them. They stand around like vultures, just waiting for the first vulture to go in, and then they all descend on it. But if you've got a group of people who are standing there and saying, sorry, thou shalt not pass.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? You turn around and say, I don't think so. So I think it behooves us as human beings and as citizens of this country to turn around and say, we will not allow you to behave like our government. We will behave like humans. That's all there is to it. All right. So anyway, now that I've had my soapbox moment, we've got some wonderful news for expats as well. And I know we talk about the KIFness week after week, but it is just one of those things that you watch it and you smile. And I did watch the video of him and his wife with their baby.
and that little heartbeat,
the heartbeat going. Oh,
I know, it makes you think, I wish I had done that. Imagine if we could have done it with our twins. We could have made a whole new kind of music.
Too late. Call it copy paste.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again.
No, it's far too old for that nonsense. Yeah. Anyway, so if you haven't seen the KIFness video, go and have a look for it. It is so sweet, and what he's doing is wonderful.
And he's got a new thing this week as well, where he did a mix with an African children band from another country.
Yes.
But now he's got in touch with their manager and is going to help further them on an international platform.
Fantastic.
So it's wonderful. Bringing good stuff
to
Africa.
What other South Africans have been doing fabulous stuff? Apart from, of course, I mean, I don't watch tennis. It's not really my thing.
But you don't like cycling.
I watch cycling. I don't like cyclists.
Yeah.
I don't mind tennis players. But the SA wheelchair tennis star, I can't say, Khotsa
Manjani. You're the person who normally helps me.
Khotsa Montani, who
you know that she's called KG. She's called KG, Super
KG. Yeah. I have a KG living with me, but she's Kahelo, so yeah, we'll just go KG. KG Montani. I mean, this is fantastic. I know she didn't win, but I mean, absolutely.
But she still made
so
history. She made history, the first Black South African into any finals at Wimbledon, a Black South African woman. She got into the doubles, wheelchair doubles finals and the single finals. She got a tweet from President Ramaphosa, and she even got a wonderful tweet from Billie Jean King, who was just supportive. And I mean, yeah, for those who don't remember, Billie Jean is an absolute legend and has broken the most records. She's broken the most records at Wimbledon. So to have the absolute legend reach out and just say, wow, KG, you know, you're inspiring
fantastic.
So many people. So that's fantastic. And then I don't know if you saw Akani Simbina did it again and broke the African 100-meter record when he was in Hungary. So I'm pretty excited for him going to the Olympics because he's really on a roll. So he's definitely one to watch. And if you need to know where to watch, it'll be streaming on Showmax in South Africa. It'll be streaming on Showmax Pro, but you'll be able to watch highlights on normal Showmax. So
I'll actually be able to watch some of the Olympics then, seeing as I have Showmax. Talking about Showmax, I mean, and TV and stuff and Olympics and all of that and the Tour de France, I see that you've put here that Netflix, of course, got a new season of Atypical. And I kind of stumbled across that the other day and started watching it. But it is amazing how much stuff there is out there. And the one thing I got hooked in on was This Is Pop. Which is on Netflix as well.
What's it about?
It's just
pop music.
Pop music. But looking at it from different points of view, like, you know, Britpop was one of the things, and then country music, how country and pop. And one of my favorite songs from this last year, of course, has got to be Lil Nas, who did that wonderful Old Town Road with Billy Ray Cyrus, which they said is not a country song. And I didn't realize that this dude was like completely flamboyant, gay, pink cowboy clothing with Billy Ray Cyrus doing this whole wonderful song.
Fabulous.
So it's a lovely series if you enjoy music and you want to get a little bit of background into certain aspects of pop music from the early, the 30s, 40s, 50s onwards, then check that one out.
Oh, fantastic.
Really
I will. I haven't seen that.
Okay, what? Now, you kept on saying you've got good news. What news have we got that's good news? Because we kind of get bogged down in things. I mean, especially when you're sitting at home and you get a phone call from two panicked teenagers who are in Rosebank going, "Mom, we don't know what to do. They've locked down the whole of the mall."
Oh, no.
"And there were gunshots, and we don't know, should we stay in the shop that we're locked in with the people here or what?" Unfortunately, I had a friend who was up there. And then you have your local councillor saying, "Please stop spreading fake news. There's nothing going on." I'm like, my kids are sitting in the middle of it. Trust me, there's something going on. So you can get a bit of a warped view on what is actually going on out there until you start seeing the stories where people are saying, you know what, get a grip. So what good news have we got that you've heard about?
Well, apart from all the protest-related good stuff that's happening of everybody uniting, if you need some distracting news, I don't know if you remember a few weeks ago I told you about a rare blue diamond that had been found at the Cullinan mine.
I saw some pictures of it this morning on Facebook, yeah.
Oh, well, Petra Diamonds announced yesterday that it's been sold for over $40 million, US dollars.
That's the uncut diamond, and obviously.
Yeah. And so imagine once it's polished, because it is 39.4 carats, so that works out at over $1 million per carat at the moment. And it's only going to go up. So
I saw people saying, who does it belong to? Who's going to get all of the money? And then they say, oh, shame. And those people in Ladysmith only with the quartzite.
Oh, shame. But you know where I do agree with the people asking the questions is that, as I said about that Botswana diamond, is, you know, at least there they do, you know, the government owns half of it. So any diamond that is sold, the people
let's keep it in the hands of the people who have it.
And then I thought you would be quite happy to hear about the Formula E, you know, the electric cars.
Motor racing.
Yes, and they've added Cape Town as one of the host cities. So I think that'll be
in. Now, are they going to be doing it at Killarney Racetrack, or are they going to be setting up a proper racetrack around the actual city of Cape Town like they do in Monaco, Monte Carlo?
They have not said yet.
Said what yet? I was also wondering if
because,
I mean, it's one of my favorite racetracks, I have to be honest with you. Killarney Racetrack is wonderful. Doing the 6 and 7 and 8, 9 hour down there was in the past was such a wonderful thing to do. So I'm very glad to see that at least South Africa is coming back up.
Yeah.
I miss those days of motor racing, the good old days of the SA Touring Cars, Group N, the modifieds with Sarel. I used to call it the Vili Vali show. It was Sarel, Sia Monster, and Benny Bukvara. Sarel van der Merwe and Ben Morgenrood. So they were my Vili Vali people. And I'm sure a lot of people remember the Vili Vali show. And those days, the racing in those days was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal. I can remember you and I going to Killarney a few times and doing arm wrestles for some reason, showing off to all the racing drivers how strong we were. I don't know.
I miss those days. I mean, and especially when people like Gugu Zulu started as well, the late Gugu Zulu, who was just absolutely wonderful. The South African Stig.
Yeah.
African Stig on Top Gear. I miss it. It was a wonderful thing to watch, so I'm very, very glad.
Yeah, I hope you go.
Some of the racing has come back.
I'll make a plan. The whole tournament starts in January, and I think they're going to be in Cape Town in February. So. England, on the 31st of July, there's going to be a polo tournament that is all from Africa. So it's all people from Africa that are in the polo tournament. Idris Elba, Naomi Campbell, and then...
Well, is she going to play polo? Don't laugh. I did it once when they had the BMW polo here up at Inanda Club.
Yeah.
And I was one of the celebrities, and they put us onto horses. My horse ran away with me, which was quite interesting. I mean, obviously, I've ridden most of my life, and I had a polo cross pony, so I kind of had a vague idea what I was doing. But I miss those days as well at Inanda, going along and having your picnic and champagne and watching the Argentinians in their tight dodpers.
They invited me to this. And I really want to go because I grew up with polo in Shangweni and
Northern,
everything. In KwaZulu-Natal. But England is making it really difficult at the moment. You have to do a 10-day quarantine and you have to do 3 tests while you're there, and the test costs so much money, blah, blah, blah. So
why don't you just suggest to the polo people that they bring it over to the South of France? And by the way, did you see that video I sent you? You probably picked it up somewhere else as well, about a local band who started playing in their driveway in Durban.
Yes.
And then everybody, now they're doing it, and everybody's coming out and bringing their chairs and coming and sitting in the street to listen to them play.
Isn't it so beautiful? And I spoke to them, and they'll be there again this Saturday, and then next Saturday, so the last Saturday of the month, I think, they're going to have some other guests with them. So I think between 11 and 12 o'clock. It's just above Greyhound. Greyville. You know where the horses race in Durban?
Greyville.
Not Greyville. Oh, I've been away too long.
Totally wrong animal, darling.
Sorry. But, it's in the park above there. And so everybody's social distance because you sit on your little blanket far away from everyone else and just enjoy that gorgeous music. In fact, he asked us what we'd like him to play. So is there anything that you'd like to hear?
Oh, wow. ZZ Top. LaGrange. Dun, 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 dun. But I mean, it reminds me of what was his name? Ard. Was it Ard? From Just Ginger, who
on his roof.
At the beginning of lockdown got on his roof in Cape Town and started playing for the people as well.
Oh, that was amazing.
I think we just need lots more of that stuff.
Yeah, we need music.
And lots more of it.
Yeah.
Okay, and I see you've got here news from expats. Petition on change.org. Which petition is this one now?
Okay, this was just set up. The last time I looked, it's already got over 7,000 signatures, but I bet you by now it's got even more. It's a South African living in the UK who set up the petition for everybody to please sign, requesting some international assistance for South Africa because, you know, people have been asking for state of emergency and things like that, and it's not happening, and not enough army. You know, I think only 2,500 soldiers have been deployed. So
their camouflage is so good we can't even see them.
So actually, yesterday somebody sent me a video from Salt Rock, from my hometown, with the army driving in, which was shocking to see, but at the same time, I suppose, helpful. But so this petition, it's on SA People, and it's to help the South Africans back home. And so it's going to be sent to President Biden in America, to the UK Parliament, and to the United Nations.
Okay. Yeah, look, unfortunately, people tend to emulate the people that lead them, and it's sad to say that the behavior that we're seeing now is pretty much indicative of what's been happening here in the last few years. Hopefully this will change. And all I can say is with those people who are doing all these bad things, to you and the horse you rode in on, that's all I have to say.
It's not all you've had to say. I think you've had at least 3 goes at them during this podcast.
I will continue to have a go at them. It's unacceptable behavior. I don't care. You know, and as I said, I'm just really proud of all of those South Africans who have stood up and just said, I don't think so. No, you do not cross this line. No more. Good for you. Keep it up. Everybody, do that. All right. Jen, fantastic to chat to you. And just a little bit ahead of time, I believe that we can say, I hope you have a very, very happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
I know it's coming up in the next week.
Yes, and Nelson Mandela's anniversary of what would have been his birthday as well. So I hope that everyone in South Africa, you know, that maybe
celebrates you.
One
thing I have seen is a lot of people saying because of the food shortages at the moment, if you go on to Light a Spark, who've been doing some amazing work for charitable organizations here in South Africa on Facebook, putting together those food things. You can either do it in a Ziploc bag or in an old coffee container where you just put in like some samp and you put lentils and you put soup mix and you put stock cubes. They've got a whole thing there, and that's what they're asking people to do for Mandela Day.
Excellent.
Is to create a whole bunch of those and deliver, and then they will make sure it gets out to people who need food.
Beautiful.
So go out there and be that person. Be that bigger person. And just remember that taking something that's lying on the floor outside a shop is still stealing. Go and give it back.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.